Super Common Radio.
Your business deserves the freedom to move at full speed. With Access Pay and our dedicated SME mobile app, your finances are always within reach. Track payments with ease. Complete transactions in seconds and stay firmly in control of your cash flow. Anytime. No delays. No disruptions. Only seamless, secure banking designed for growth. Sign up on Access Pay or download the Access Bank SME mobile app today. Call your relationship manager or call 202 and get started. Access Bank, more than banking.
Convenient and easy access to your savings anytime with e-wallet, cash plus, ATMs or your branch. Also, with FNB's group savings account, every member sees real-time transactions and balances. Enjoy zero monthly service fee, competitive savings rates, all accessible on your device. Grow your group's wealth together with FNB's group savings account. Visit your nearest FNB branch to open your group savings account or call 362 today to learn more. FNB is a licensed commercial bank. FNB. Health changes everything.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kumbon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kumbon Radio News. Kumbon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 8:50. Kumbon Radio 94.9. It's Kumbon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kumbon Radio.
Residents raise concerns over the deteriorating state of the Long Acres Park. Mukushi's John Hood residents applaud the government for clinic, six market shelter in the area. In African news, a French court sentences ex-DR Congo rebel and politician to 30 years in jail. To present the lunchtime news, my name is Blessed Chua. Residents of Long Acres in Lusaka have raised concern over the deteriorating state of the Long Acres Park, complaining that some people have turned the recreational space into an informal restaurant and dumping site. They say individuals have begun cooking and selling food inside the park, a practice that is undermining the park's purpose as a clean and peaceful public space. According to the residents, piles of garbage are now being left behind. The community fear that if the situation continues, the park will lose its value as one of the few accessible green spaces in the area. The concerned residents have since called on the council to quickly move in and address the situation.
I've been like this for a while though, because I always pass by here and there's always litter around here. This grass has been there from, I think, so it's probably even 3 months or something. I would put it probably on, you know, these junkies around this area. Yeah, they would like to come here, drink alcohol, maybe eat their food and just litter everywhere.
That answer is a thing that we have to do with the clinic, but we have to security man, you know, we have to do with the boy,
A resident of John Hood in Mukushi District, William Ansimfune, has thanked the government for constructing a clinic in the area, saying the development will go a long way in addressing long-standing health challenges faced by the community. Mr. Ansimfune tells Kumban Radio News that for many years the residents are forced to travel long distances to access some medical services, a situation that often put lives at risk. He says the newly constructed clinic will improve access to health care and enhance the overall well-being of families in John Hood. Meanwhile, Mr. Ansimfune has appealed to the government to consider constructing a market shelter, noting that such a facility would provide mothers and other traders with a safe and decent place to sell their goods. Media Institute of Southern Africa MISA chapter has challenged the media practitioners to get abreast with the Access to Information ATI Act. MISA National Director Austin Akayanda has reminded journalists to hold public office bearers to account, especially where matters of transparency and accountability is concerned. Mr. Akayanda is delighted that this piece of legislation will empower journalists to obtain the much-needed information with less challenges. He is excited that the ATI Act was enacted, but the problem has been on implementation. He was speaking at a media training workshop at Walisungu Lodge in Kawe for journalists on ATI, drawn from Central Province.
This access to information is not only for journalists, it's for everybody. As a journalist, we have a duty to go and give and disseminate this information to the rights holder, who is an ordinary citizen, to be able to have information that will enable them or make informed decisions. But this access to information is equally very important to the journalist. As you know, all trained journalists, basically, it's one of the ethics we have under journalism, the right to response from the other side.
The Mchinga Provincial Administration says it has made a significant strides in the implementation of the 2025-2026 Farmer Input Support Program, FISIP, e-voucher system. Muchinga Province Principal Public Relations Officer Ruth Mumba tells Kumban Radio News that the program